Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Happy Mother's Day, baby.
Well, thank you. And to all of you out there.
And to my mom.
Yes.
And we rejoice today thinking about Miss Dorothy, your mom, who's in heaven.
That's right.
An amazing lady. Very accomplished. Before we get to the teaching, got a couple suggestions for you on this Mother's Day. If your mom is still living, call her on Mother's Day, regardless of what your past relationship has been. If your mom never existed godly qualities, if she made mistakes in the past, don't you make one. Call her. You can't control what she does or has done, but you can control the Christ, how the Christ in you would react. Jesus always forgave. How many times? 7 times 70. Should we do any less? Secondly, if your mom's passed away, find a widow in your church or your neighborhood who may not have children and give her a Mother's Day card, one even if it's homemade, or just give her a phone call or take her to lunch. The best way to celebrate the memory of a godly mother is to bless someone else.
Very nice, darling.
Hallelujah.
And it is true.
It is true. Glory to God. Well, thousands of books have been written on faith. Hundreds of thousands of sermons and millions of words discuss faith. Yet God stirred us to write 7 things to help make your faith grow. So growing our faith is an ongoing project, one that never ends. Faith is like a seed planted in your heart and your mind. At the appointed time, God will give you a mega harvest of what you need just when you need it.
In Colossians 2, verse 7, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness."
How do you grow strong in faith? So you can overflow with revelation, blessings, thankfulness. It's a process. Smith Wigglesworth, the anointed English Bible teacher and healer, once said, "How can one possess great faith?" Now listen, here's the answer to that. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn and ear. Faith must grow by soil, moisture, and exercise.
In James 2, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "But someone will say to you then, 'You say you have faith, and I have good works. Now you show me your alleged faith apart from any good works, if you can, and I, by good works of obedience, will show you my faith.'"
Wow. Show me your faith as an action, because we exercise our faith by actions. Here are the 7 keys to exercising our faith. First, what you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned.
So true. John 8, verse 38 in the Classic Amplified says, "I tell the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father."
It's not just what we've learned from the Word. It's what we've acted on.
Amen.
Knowledge and good intentions without applied faith is of little consequence. There are many people willing to tell you what they think, share what they know. But the one person you, well, need to hear, now just listen to this.
In John 8:38, in the Classic Amplified, it was saying to you, we want to reflect on this, because the truth of the matter is there are 2 fathers to listen out there, the father of evil and the father of good. But it says, "I tell you the things," this is Jesus speaking, "which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father, who is not the Father of light." We're to live in our lives based on what we've learned from Jesus as born-again Christians. In Philippians 4:8, in the Message Bible, in Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learn from me. This is what Jesus is saying through Paul. What you heard and saw and realized.
Our personal prayer for you and every other believer is that we will recall and remember all that we've read from the Word and heard from anointed teachers. With this revelatory knowledge, we can more effectively demonstrate our faith.
Second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect His instructions. WWJD, very old saying nowadays, but, you know, maybe you wore that bracelet back in the day. But the point of it is it still works today. What would Jesus do? The phenomenon among Christian youth who wore the WWJD bracelets and t-shirts began with a youth leader in Holland, Michigan, who coined the phrase for her youth group. Actually, the phrase, what would Jesus do, first appeared, in print in Charles Sheldon's, are you ready for this, 1896 Christian classic, In His Steps, which was subtitled, What Would Jesus Do? The good news is that we don't have to wonder what Jesus would do. We can know. It's simple. It's seven words.
Yes, it is.
Read your Bible. Do what it says.
Hallelujah.
And in Psalm 119:5 in the New Living Translation, it says, oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. So many times we base our decisions on what we think instead of what he says. Our old favorite, Brother Kenneth Hagin, back in the day, wonderful man, said, faith begins where the will of God is known.
Glory. Third, faith must be in action or will always be inactive. James 2:17, Classic Amplified. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. Yes, faith is a fact, but we must act.
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions which unleash faith into the natural realm. In James 2:22, in the New Living Translation, it says, you see, his faith and actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. It's not enough to be full of faith in the Holy Ghost. The question is what we do with what we've got. Mark Victor Hansen, you might know, the author of the Chicken Soup books, once said, your belief determines your action, and your action determines your results. But first, you have to believe.
Wow, good quote. Fifth, you'll be rewarded for the actions you take and consequences when you don't.
In Proverbs 24, verse 12 in the New Living Translation, it says, don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve.
God is moved by the actions we take through faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We like the amplified translation of Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. Whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for rewarder, G3406, it means one who pays wages, a rewarder. He's the one who pays wages to those who diligently seek Him.
Amen.
God will repay us for what we do. Not what we think about doing, but what we talk about doing. He will repay us for what our actions deserve.
Six, our commitment to bring glory and honor to His name is actually just going to bring success to ours also. Proverbs 16, verse 3, which one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 16, 3 in the New Living Translation says, commit your actions to God and your plans will succeed. The Amplified Bible Translation, which I pray every day, Proverbs 16, 3 says, roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
We are also clearly judged by the actions we take and the things we do, but we have choices. In Jeremiah 17, verse 10 in the New Living Translation, it says, but I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
Seventh, you'll be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12, Classic Amplified. But I'm coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own merits, his own work merit. Here's the bottom line, and it's found in Psalm 143:10, Classic Amplified Bible. You're my God. Show me what you want me to do, and let your gentle spirit lead me in the right path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's strong. Show me. Well, that's an action phrase. It's about doing and not just talking. If we want to move into a deeper relationship with an even greater manifestation of God's blessings, then we must be actively following and implementing His instructions. Feeding on His word is not only wise, it's tasty.
There you go.
Psalm 34:8, Message Bible. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to Him. Different verse. Psalm 119:103 in the Message Bible. Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life. By feeding on the word, we never have to wonder about what to do next. The word of God is alive. It's like food that nourishes our souls. Our faith activates the word. One final quote from Smith Wigglesworth, who said, fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to attain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I'm not God's channel. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to get you a place where you can laugh at the impossible.
Hallelujah.
That is a strong quote.
It is.
And very appropriate today.
By a very powerful man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern on Mother's Day night.
Yeah.
For Rich Thought, for Sunday Night Live.
That's it.
You'll be blessed by it. Make sure you call your mom or someone else's mom today. Bless somebody. Share the love. And again, to my mom, Miss Annie Ruth.
Yes, Mama.
See you in church in a little bit.
That's right.
We love you a bunch. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.